Mateo shares nothing. Mateo lives on a private property surrounded by the forest. His house resembles a small castle, and his garden is filled with an innumerable amount of toys. What he has would render anyone jealous. He has a trampoline, a pool, a giant slide, a small electric bike, mini golf, and many other things that would please any kid in the world. Mateo goes to school always well-dressed, with cookies and cake for recess, and of course, a full bag of candy. In any case, Mateo always has everything. Marbles, Dragon Ball Z cards, rare Pokemon cards, and every video game console with every game. One might say that he's not missing anything. In fact, Mateo's problem, since he has everything, is that he never wants to share. Even if he doesn't finish something in the cafeteria, he won't give the remainder away. He doesn't seem mean, but no one understands why he's so selfish. He wants everything, and everything to himself. As a result, Mateo has no friends. No one wants to play with him because he always wants the best role in the best situation. The result is that Mateo can always be found alone on a bench at recess, with his mobile phone, his candies, and his cookies. Neither the girls nor the boys want to see him. Although Mateo has everything, he is terribly bored. As an only child, he doesn't even have a brother or sister to have fun with on the weekend. And when he walks through the town to find his schoolmates, they do everything to avoid him. One day, in the middle of the year, a young girl named Miranda began attending school. Everyone was talking about the newbie. Since she did not know anyone, she approached Mateo during recess. Intrigued by this new arrival, who did not seem to see that Mateo did not share anything, and suddenly timid, he was not successful in refusing her some candies. And that is when Mateo fell totally in love with Miranda, who really wanted to be his friend. They had fun all the time, and the entire class did not understand why Mateo wanted to share with Miranda, since she was not shy at all. Little by little, she became friends with everyone. Seeing that his love was leaving him, Mateo, not knowing what to do anymore, returned to his corner. He did not think that the return to solitude would be so difficult. He then decided that he would invite Miranda to come to his house one afternoon. He was scared, as it was the first time that he invited someone to his house. That day ended up being one of the best of his life. Miranda was a really great girl who did not care about appearances. Everything was perfect until Mateo decided to tell her the truth. With a lot of courage, he explained that he had feelings for her and asked her if she wanted to be his girlfriend. This did not surprise Miranda for one second. As Mateo gave her a tour of his property in his small electric train, Miranda kissed him. Mateo felt his heart start to race, and he became all red. "Me too. I like you a lot, Mateo," she said. "I would really like to become your girlfriend. But on one condition, you have to stop being selfish from this point on." Mateo felt like he was on a small cloud. Then he immediately fell back down to earth. How dare she? He did everything for her, even invited her to his house. But, stammered Mateo, not knowing what to say. Mateo did not have the time to give a response as Miranda's parents came to pick her up. He was really sad and at the same time angry. He did not understand why everyone wanted him to donate what he had. Wasn't it his, after all? He didn't have to buy them candy, right? Days had passed, and Mateo again found himself alone. But this time, he could not take it anymore. He had enough of Jeremy trying to pick up Miranda. It was absolutely necessary that he find a solution. Otherwise, he could never be with Miranda. One day, while the class was playing bulldog, he approached Miranda to ask if he could play with them. The others did not really want him, but Miranda insisted. At the end of the game, while everyone was leaving, Mateo shouted, "Wait, wait, I have something for you." He brought with him the largest bag of candy ever. "Everyone take one." But Miranda cast a glare at him. I meant to say three each, he added. Everyone was very happy. Little by little, Mateo began to share. He gave out cookies, cake, and candies. He lent his Game Boy out and even his scooter. The more time that passed, the more he became friends with everyone. When his birthday arrived, he invited the entire class to have fun at his house. His friends could not believe their eyes. It was like an amusement park. It was magnificent. Everyone had fun and laughed joyfully. It was when Miranda was looking for Mateo that she saw him present his dog to a group of his friends. She pulled him over to the small electric train where he first pronounced his love for her. So you see that it is more fun when we share things with our friends, right? It's true, Miranda. I should have realized that earlier, responded Mateo. Miranda then approached him. Like the last time, his heart began to beat very fast. She gave him a kiss on the mouth. At that moment, Mateo told himself, "At last, it is when we give that we receive."